Taharin's soldiers were a fierce lot, and they looked all the more so at finding there was an invader in the palace. Zed felt an odd sort of apprehension at the sight of them. A few days ago, they would have dragged him off to the former master, Rawl, to be killed. Now, they were the loyal followers of the new master, Rawl, Zed's grandson, Richard. As Zed saw the soldiers coming, he realized the halls were filled with people. The afternoon devotion had just ended. Even if the Skreeling did have only one arm, this could be a bloodbath. The Skreeling could kill a few dozen of them before they even thought to run, and then it would kill more when they did. They had to get all these people away. The soldiers rushed up around the wizard, eyes hard, searching, ready, looking for the cause of the commotion. Zed turned to the commander, a heavily muscled man in leather and a polished breastplate with an ornate letter R embossed on it, the symbol of the House of Rawl. The scars of rank were incised on upper arms, covered only with coarse mail sleeves. Intense blue eyes glowered out from under his gleaming helmet.
"What's going on here?" he demanded. "What is it?
Get these people out of this hole! They are all in danger!"
The commander's face reddened behind the cheekplates of his helmet.
"I'm a soldier, not a bloody sheep herder,"
Zed gritted his teeth.
"And a soldier's first duty is to protect people. If you don't get these people out of this hole, Commander, I will see to it you become a sheep herder."
The commander's fist snapped to his heart in salute, his voice suddenly controlled at realizing who he was arguing with.
"By your command, Wizard Zarander."
He turned his anger instead on his men.
"Get everyone back! Right bloody now! Spread ranks! Sweep the hall!"
The soldiers fanned out, pushing a wave of startled people before them. Zed hoped they could get them all clear, and then, maybe, with the soldiers' help, they could bottle up the Skreeling and hack it to pieces. But then the Skreeling launched itself from behind the column, a black streak tearing across the floor. It tumbled into a bunched knot of onlookers the soldiers were herding back, toppling many over one another to the floor. Shrieks and wails and the Skreeling's hideous laughter erupted from across the hall. Soldiers fell upon the creature and were flung back, bloodied, as more came to their aid. In the panicked clump of people, the soldiers couldn't swing a sword or axe with any effect as the Skreeling tore a bloody path through the bodies. It had no more caution for the armed soldiers than unarmed innocents. It simply ripped at anyone close enough.
"Bags!" Zed cursed.
He turned to Chase.
"Stick close to me. We have to draw it away."
He looked around.
"Over there, the devotion pool."
They ran to the square pool of water that was situated under an opening in the roof. Sunlight streamed down, reflecting in rippling patterns on the column at one of its corners. A bell perched on the dark, pitted rock that sat off-center in the water. Orange fish glided through the shallow pool, unconcerned with the mayhem above. Zed was getting an idea. The Skreeling certainly wasn't bothered by fire. The most it did when hit with it was steam a little. He ignored the sounds of pain and dying, and stretched his hands out over the water, gathering its warmth, preparing it for what he was going to do. He could see shimmering waves of heat just above the surface of the water. He held the rising heat at that point, just below ignition.
"When it comes," he told Chase, "we have to get it in the water."
Chase nodded. Zed was glad the Boundary Warden wasn't one who always needed to have things explained to him, and knew better than to waste precious seconds with questions. Chase set Rachel on the floor.
"Stay behind me," he told her.
She, too, asked no questions. She nodded and hugged her doll close. Zed saw she was clutching the fire stick in her other hand. Gutsy, indeed. He turned to the uproar across the hall, lifted a hand, and sent tickling tongues of flame into the flailing dark thing in its center. The soldiers fell back. The Skreeling straightened, turning, dropping a disembodied arm from its teeth as it did so. Steam rose where the flames had licked it. It hissed a cackling laugh at the wizard standing still in the sunlight by the pool. The soldiers were pushing the remaining people down the halls, although the people no longer needed the encouragement. Zed rolled balls of fire across the floor. The Skreeling batted them out of the way and they sparked out. Zed knew the fire wouldn't harm it. He only wanted to draw its attention. It worked.
"Don't forget,"
he said to Chase,
"in the water."
"You don't mind if it's dead when it goes in, do you?"
"All the better."
With a clatter of claws against stone, the Skreeling charged across the hall. The tips of the claws scratched into the floor, sending little spurts of stone dust behind, along with flakes and chips. Zed hit it with compacted knots of air, hammering it down, keeping its attention, trying to slow it down enough so they might be able to handle it. It came to its feet in a rush each time, charging onward. Chase crouched a little lower in readiness, now holding a six-bladed mace in his fist instead of the sword. The Skreeling made an impossible leap through the air at the wizard, landing on him with a howl before he had a chance to turn it aside. As he was thrown to the floor, Zed wove webs of air to keep the thrashing claw at bay. Teeth snapped viciously at his throat. Man and beast rolled over once, and when the Skreeling came up on top, Chase swung the mace at its head, hitting a glancing blow. It spun to him, and he slammed it square in the chest, knocking it off the wizard. Zed could hear bones snapping with the blow. The Skreeling seemed hardly to notice. Its one arm swept out, yanking Chase's legs out from under him, and then sprang on his chest as he hit the floor with a hard grunt. Zed struggled to regain his wits. Rachel laid the fire stick on the Skreeling's back, and the flames burst up. Zed pushed it with air, trying to knock it in the water, but the Skreeling held on to Chase tenaciously. Angry black eyes glared out from behind the fire, lips curled back in a snarl. Chase brought the mace up with both hands, catching the powerful creature square in the back. The impact knocked the Skreeling into the pool. Hissing steam rose upon the contact of flame and water. Instantly, Zed ignited the air above the water, using the heat in the water to feed it. The wizard's fire sucked all warmth from the water. The entire pool froze into a solid block of ice. The Skreeling was encased. The fire sputtered out when the heat feeding it was exhausted. There was sudden quiet, except for the moans from the injured across the hall. Rachel fell on Chase, her voice choked with tears.
"Chase! Chase, are you all right?"
He put an arm around her as he levered himself into a sitting position.
"That I am, little one."
Zed could see that that wasn't entirely true.
"Chase, go sit on that bench. I have to help those people, and I don't want little eyes to see what's over there."
He knew this appeal would work better than telling Chase he didn't want him walking around with his injuries until they could be seen to. Still, Zed was a little surprised when Chase nodded without protest. The commander and eight of his men rushed up. A few of them were bloody. One had ragged claw cuts right through the metal of his breastplate. They all cast an eye to the Skreeling, frozen in the pool.
"Nice bit of work, Wizard Zarander."
The commander gave a small nod and smile of respect.
"There are a few over there who are still alive. Is there anything you can do for them?"
"I'll have a look. Commander, have your men use their battle axes to hack that thing to pieces before it figures out how to melt the ice."
His eyes went wide.
"You mean it's still alive?"
Zed grunted to indicate that it was so.
"The sooner the better, Commander."
The men already had their crescent axes unhooked from their belts, waiting for the order. The commander gave them a nod, and they charged onto the ice, swinging before they slid to a stop. He lowered his voice.
"Wizard Zarander, what is that thing?"
Zed looked from the man's face over to Chase, who was listening intently. He held the boundary warden's gaze.
"It's a Skreeling."
Chase didn't show any reaction. The boundary warden rarely did. Zed turned back to the commander. The big man's blue eyes were wide.
"The Skreelings are loose," he whispered. "Wizard Zarander, you can't be serious."
Zed studied the man's face, seeing scars he hadn't seen before, scars earned in battles to the death. For a Dharan soldier, there rarely was any other kind. This was a man not used to letting fear show in his eyes, even in the face of death. Zed sighed. He hadn't slept in days. After the quads had come and tried to capture Kaelin, and she thought Richard had been killed, she had gone into the Khandar, the blood rage killing their attackers. She, Chase, and Zed had walked for 3 days and nights to reach the palace for her to extract vengeance. There was no stopping a confessor in the grip of the Khandar, ancient mix of magics. Then they had been captured and discovered Richard alive. That was only yesterday, but it seemed forever ago. Darkin Roll had worked all night drawing forth the magic of Ordon from the three boxes as they had watched, helpless, and only this morning was he killed by opening the wrong box. Killed by the wizard's first rule, wielded by Richard. Proof that Richard had the gift, even if Richard didn't believe it. For only one with the gift could use the wizard's first rule on a wizard of Darkin Roll's talent. Zed glanced over momentarily at the men hacking at the skreeling in the ice.
What is your name, Commander?
The man stiffened proudly to attention. Commander General Trimac, First File of the Palace Guard.
First File? What are they?
Pride stiffened the man's jaw even more.
We are the Ring of Steel around Lord Rawl himself, Wizard Zorander. 2,000 strong. We fall to a man before harm gets a glance at Lord Rawl.
Zed nodded.
Commander General Trimac, a man in your position knows that one of the responsibilities of rank is to bear the burden of knowledge in silence and solitude.
I do.
Your knowledge that this creature is a screeling is one of those burdens, for the time being, anyway.
Trimac let out a heavy breath.
I understand.
He looked over to the people on the floor across the hall. About the injured, Wizard Zorander? Zed had respect for a soldier who held concern for wounded innocence. His disregard before had been duty, not callousness. His instinct had been to meet the attack. Zed started across the hall with Trimac at his side.
You know Darkin Roll is dead.
Yes, I was in the grand courtyard earlier today. I saw the new Lord Rawl before he flew away on the Red Dragon.